It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. And I really hope you didn't use up all of Gilbert Gottfried before
he
got on the air.
No, I would never use up all of Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert is here. He's performing at Zany's tonight in St. Charles, tomorrow night, and then Rosemont on Saturday night, Zany's.com, and then GilbertGottfried.com. Hi.
You used all of me up.
I would never do that to you.
Yeah,
and then
you
he
did.
Spit you out.
I would never do that to you.
You used all of me up,
that's
and there's
not me.
Nothing left of
Gilbert,
me.
Gilbert, that's not me.
Yeah.
Can
you
shut
me up?
There's a guy running for president. It was in the paper. Donald Trump is his name.
Yes.
And you worked with Donald Trump on The Celebrity Apprentice.
See, people don't see both sides of Trump like I did. They see him firing me, but they don't see that afterwards he brought me into his office and we lied together on his couch and just cuddled.
That
for
you
an
cuddled
hour.
With Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Is he a good cuddler?
Yeah, people don't see that side of him.
Would he make a good president? Because everybody thought this was a joke, but now it's not a joke anymore.
It's the weirdest thing because when it first started, I thought it was going to be like one of those things like, you know, Gary Coleman for president,
right.
Or Roseanne Barr.
But in all sincerity, Gary Coleman was a pretty good president, wasn't
yes.
he? People forget.
Yes.
He was one of our finest presidents.
Yes, he was a great
right.
president.
Yes, history proves that. So you knew
him. And when he was dealing with other countries, heads of other countries, he'd go, what you talking about?
What you talking about, Russia? That was his famous line.
What you talking about, Putin?
History will remember his presidency fondly. So what do you know about him that the American public does not know about Donald Trump?
I want him to be president just so to see if I could have my own little room at the White House because we did Celebrity Apprentice.
What would you be in charge of if he doled out a like chief of staff?
Jews. I'd be in charge of Jews.
Great.
Anything.
Secretary of Jews. I don't think they've had that cabinet position, but you'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Now, no one's making mention of the fact that Bernie Sanders, also one
also
of your front runners,
Jew.
Also a Jew, that would be our first Jewish president, but that never seems to come up.
No, he should become president just for that.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, pardon the expression, a Schwarzenegger.
I don't know what is. I'm a Gentile. I'm a Christian. I don't get this Jewish humor.
I don't understand it. I don't get it at all.
Bill, you have to signal me.
I don't
if this
understand
is something
it.
That
no,
should not go out over the air.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah, and I'd make sure there were more Jews in comedy, because boy, there's certainly a lack of them.
Why is that?
Yeah,
you think more people would gravitate.
Yeah,
to that.
Jews in comedy and television writers who are Jews.
Right.
It's so hard to find.
And rabbis. You don't see any Jewish rabbis anymore.
No Jewish lawyers.
Could you get the Christians into this
yes,
now,
we
please?
Need to involve every
I feel
race,
left out.
Every religion. Absolutely.
I want to cuddle with Donald Trump now and get hair in my mouth.
Yes.
But really, the way this election, and we're still almost
a year. Well, first let me bring a Christian in.
Right.
So how much do you hate the Jews?
Oh, no.
Help me.
Oh, no.
You're half Jewish and half Christian,
I know.
So help
I'm
me.
Torn. I'm torn. I don't know what to do at this point.
Who's calling you? A Jewish or a person or a Christian?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the way this election has already, and we still have 10 months to go, but the way it's played out, this is a dream for anyone in the world of comedy, isn't it? It
could be stranger.
I
guess so if I did political stuff.
You really don't,
no.
do you?
No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I hear politics and I put the earmuffs on.
Yeah.
You're never going to change anyone's mind.
Yeah, and I never went further in politics. And the way most people who do political comedy, it's like old jokes.
Right.
With the politicians
right.
thrown. Like, yeah. like, there'll always be dumb jokes.
Yeah.
So it used to be Dan Quayle, and then it was Bush.
You find a guy that seems a little lacking, and then you just zero
yeah.
in on that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's too easy.
Or they'll do something like, or if there's a sex scandal, you know, just sex jokes.
Right, right. But you're above that. You don't need that.
I'm above that.
Gilbert's above
boy,
that.
Boy, you know, when you say Gilbert Gottfried, you go, boy, intelligent,
right,
thoughtful,
right,
comedy.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Non-political.
That's what you get.
Stuff that you got to think about.
The Mark Twain of our generation,
yes,
I've heard people
yes
say. Or maybe Shania Twain of our generation, but
yes,
somewhere Shania Twain of our generation. Gilbert is performing at Zany's. You got the Zany's Chicago tonight, St. Charles tomorrow night, Rosemont on Saturday night. Go to zanys.com. Go to gilbertgottfried.com. When we come back, I want to talk about your podcast because you have interviewed some of the greats, and we
yes
want to talk about that.
The Amazing yes Colossal Podcast?
The Amazing Colossal Podcast
on
with Gilbert.
gilbertgottfried.com.
Yep, we'll discuss that next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Gilbert Gottfried is here, actor, writer, comedian. He's been called the Laura Ingalls Wilder of our generation. He's at Zany's in Chicago tonight. He's in Zany's St. Charles tomorrow night and then Rosemont on Saturday night. Let's talk about this podcast, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. How did this come to be?
Well, let's see. Well, wait, before I go to the podcast, so you don't know who's a Jew?
Oh,
or
God,
who's got artificial breasts.
Right.
Wendy, there's three groups of people you can never tell.
And Bill,
one
you've
them
known me over 20 years.
Right.
I cannot tell if someone is Jewish.
Right.
By name or look.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Yeah.
I can't tell who has had breast augmentation.
Right.
And I cannot tell who is gay.
Yeah. How about that?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't care. It's just I can't
some
tell.
Some breast augmentation you could spot from a helicopter.
True.
It's like so bad.
You could land on it if you jumped
yeah
out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
I still can't tell. Dolly but Parton, are they real or fake?
What?
Dolly Parton. Real
Dolly Parton, I think she's had work. Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't I heard they were
great
real.
Yeah. They were real? Wouldn't this be a great game show, though, to have contestants and celebrities
if,
would
if
decide?
If they're real and they're scraping against the floor right now,
then you need to get them fixed.
Do you remember you told me years ago you had a thing with National Lampoon magazine where you would do a page or two of National Lampoon, and they always put you with women without
oh, the
their shirts
photo
on.
Funnies.
The photo funnies.
Yes. Yeah, and I used to wind up writing those, and after a while, I wound up submitting the same script like four times in a row because I didn't care. I just wanted to be there with the naked girls all day.
Isn't that where you just go, life is good. This is my
yeah
job. I come
yeah
in and there's naked women everywhere. That's not a bad thing. On the podcast, on Amazing Colossal Podcast.
And subscribe on iTunes.
On
yeah
iTunes, they have your podcast. You have decided to go after the people who have influenced you in your life. Name a couple names. Who
oh
did you talk
God
to?
Well, we just, oh, we had two members from F Troop.
Did you? Who'd you
Larry
have from
Storch.
Really?
And Ken Berry.
Really?
Just recently, I interviewed Dick Van Dyke.
Ugh.
Let's see. There were a bunch of
them. Do you know who you mentioned Larry Storch? Do you know who I interviewed who told me that he was best friends with Larry Storch and it didn't
yeah
make any sense, but it's true? Tony Curtis was best friends with Larry Storch.
Yes, yes. He talked about it on the show. He said he was friends with Tony Curtis and I think they were in the Navy
yeah
together. And he advised, when Tony Curtis said he's going to be an actor, he advised him not to.
Larry Storch did?
Yeah, because he didn't think Tony Curtis had a career as a movie star.
Right.
And then when Tony Curtis became a movie star, he started hiring Larry Storch to do little bit parts in his movies. And he said, he was also friends, longtime friends with Buddy Hackett.
Oh, really?
And Larry Storch said to Buddy Hackett, you know, I'm thinking of taking going to acting school. And Buddy Hackett said, go on your acting school. It's like trying to learn how to drive in a garage.
Best Buddy Hackett ever.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And my favorite Buddy Hackett is, do you remember that TV movie Button Lou?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes.
With Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman
he
as
played
Hackett.
Bud Abbott.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And the last scene, I hope I'm not spoiling it for
just
anyone.
Just say spoiler alert and you're good.
You'll
yes
be all right.
Spoiler alert to all of you who who just dialed up.
Right, right.
Button Lou.
Because rentals are going to go through the roof now that you've mentioned it.
Yes.
You know that.
So, Artie Johnson shows up as their manager,
right?
Eddie.
Yeah.
And he smuggles in under his jacket a cup, like a paper cup, with a strawberry malted
right.
in it. And he gives it to Buddy Hackett, who's as Lou Costello in his hospital bed.
Yeah.
And he weakly takes one little sip, and he goes, you know, I had a lot of strawberry malted in my day, but this one's the best. And then he dies.
Oh, no.
Which I'm sure is exactly the way it happened.
I bet it happened that way. All your great comics, that's how they go out, yes. having a strawberry malted. So sad.
Who picks strawberry?
I don't know.
I could see chocolate, vanilla, but who goes strawberry for their best
This
shake?
Was during the war.
I guess. You know, it makes a big difference.
There was a shortage
it was so different.
Of chocolate and vanilla.
Gilbert, your kids now, can I ask this? I've always wondered about this. You've done some Disney films. You've done the voices for some key Disney films. Does this excite you when your daughter or your son gets to see the Disney movies and you're doing the voice of the Disney characters? Is that a...
For a while they were watching Aladdin every day, and then I became one of the parents that goes, turn that crap off.
But that must be such a huge thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
To go, my dad's doing that voice in a Disney movie.
I remember years ago, I said to my daughter, somehow a Popeye cartoon came up on TV.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I used to watch that when I was a kid. And she said, were you in it?
Sure.
Were you in Button Lou?
Oh, but my son at like 5, he said to me the thing I'm most proud of.
What did he say?
He said, I swear to God, he said, Daddy, tell me a joke that's inappropriate for children.
And that's I said, your boy.
Yeah. That's
Can you tell
boy.
Us that joke on the air?
Yeah.
No.
Family walks into a Talbot.
Okay.
We had Roger Corman.
Did you? The filmmaker Roger Corman.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that like? For people who don't know, Roger Corman is the king of the B-movies. He's made incredible B-movies over the years.
And he's the one who gave work to, like, Jack Nicholson. Yeah. And another guy gave work to who was on the program was Bruce Dern.
Did you have Bruce Dern on?
Yeah, Bruce Dern was great. Yeah.
Do you book this yourself? You call and say, hey, you want to be on the podcast?
Yeah. Originally, I was going to call it the Before It's Too Late Show. But I thought it's kind of hard getting guests on when you say, could you do my podcast? Because I think you'll be dead within the week. You know?
I'm looking at your charts.
Yeah.
You got a book kid by March.
I've become the Grim Reaper, though. Whenever I pencil someone down... They die.
Believe us. We know what that's like.
Yeah, it's happened to us recently.
Oh, yeah?
Who did you kill?
Oh, okay. I killed Jack Carter.
You killed Jack Carter?
Yes.
Oh, Gilbert.
Yeah, but that, which reminds me of another.
What is
Buddy Hackett?
Tell me another Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett, he was at Milton Berle's funeral.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Nancy Sinatra, and he said, I only hope... We could meet next time under happier circumstances, like Jack Carter's funeral.
He took a little swipe at Jack Carter.
Yes,
you gotta love that.
Yes. This is Gilbert Gottfried's Hack Attack. I hope you're enjoying it. You mentioned your kids. My 16-year-old son loves you and recorded a message for you. Can you listen to this?
Okay.
Hello, Gilbert. This is Gilbert. I am just letting you know that if you ever need a stunt double or someone to fill in for your voice, my rates are reasonable. Reasonable as in, I take payment in chicken.
There you have it. So if you need a fill-in, if you get laryngitis, 16 years old, he loves you.
Well, if that imitator who's doing the duck right now.
The new Affleck guy?
Yeah.
Why didn't they get Ben Affleck to play the Affleck duck? Wouldn't that have made sense?
They should have.
It's insane. Gilbert, it's always so much fun to see you. Go see Gilbert Gottfried. Zany's in Chicago tonight.
Why should I see
it? No, you will see
the audience.
They set up a mirror. You can watch the show.
Zany's
in St. Charles tomorrow night. Zany's in Rosemont on Saturday night. The entire show done. Of course, his Buddy Hackett. A tribute to Buddy Hackett. You can't go wrong. Go to zanies.com, go to gilbertgottfried.com, and by all means, listen to Gilbert's podcast. It's Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast.
It's free and it's explicit.
Yeah, very explicit.
Yes, it's very explicit. and my Twitter account is at Real Gilbert.
At Real Gilbert. You
Twitter's
can't miss
a
it.
Very expensive
Oh, yes. I can imagine. All right, more after this. Thank you, Gilbert. The news is coming your way. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.